Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ongathandiyo kagcini amazwi ami. Nezwi enilizwayo akusilo elami kepha ngelika baba ongithumileyo. Singena ke ngawo amazwi atholakala encwadini kaJohn chapter number 14 kanti iverse elika 24 lapho khona uJesu athi ongangithandiyo kagcini amazwi ami. Kanti nezwi enilizwayo akusilo elami kepha elika baba ongithumileyo. Sisho lawo mazwi ke esiwacubungula siwacaphuna ncwadini yethu kaJohn chapter number 14 verse number 24. Ngikubingelele kuphi nakuphi lapho khona okufinyelela lo msakazo wethu omkhulukazi uRadio Pulpit ophethe izindaba ezithokozisayo. Kanti usahleli kamnandi nomfundisi uMkhwena egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Sihloko esihamba ngaso isihloko esisidingidayo nesigijima phezu kwaso sithi building a godly family, ukwakha ikhaya elimesabayo uNkulunkulu. Kanti ke siye sacaphuna amazwi ethu from the book of Proverbs chapter 24, safunda amaverse amabili, that is verse 3 and verse number 4. Reading from Amplified Bible itige, through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built, and by understanding it is established on a sound and good foundation. Verse number 4 atige, and by knowledge shall its chambers of every area be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. That is Proverbs 24 verses 3 to verse number 4. Kanti ke ngesiZulu ithi indlu iyakhiwa ngokuhlakanipha iqiniswe ngokuqonda, amakamelo agcwaliswe ngokwazi ngayo yonke ingcebo enqabileyo nemnandi. Kanti ke siye sadingida iphuzu lethu lokuqala sithi ke, a home or family is deliberately built. Besiveza kona lokho ke sicaphuna kuyo le ncwadi esiye sayifakazela noma esiqeda ukuyifunda manje. Kuningi sikuphawulile, saveza kona ukuthi ke ikhaya alimane lime, kodwa ke kuyahlelwa, kuyalungiswa, kuba ngesivumelwano sabantu ababili, kuphinde futhi kungene uNkulunkulu kuyo yonke iprocess involver ukumiswa kwekhaya. Sasho futhi ukuthi ke eyona nto ebalulekile, it is to ensure that we are following God's blueprint, because this is where he gets to show us the plan on how this can work and that it is possible, it can be achievable. Siyazi ukuthi ke kuney'nkulumo eziningi ezilaphaya ngaphandle huthwe lenyalo lebima linyalo hasidikuku into ezifana nalezo, kodwa ke by the grace of the Lord we are able to actually know that we can always enjoy the best of our marriage. Now we are moving to our second point lapho ke esifuna ukuveza ngokusobala ukuthi ke kubizani ukwakha ikhaya. As we have said, a home or family is deliberately built. It is not by accident, it is not haphazardly built, it is not coincidentally built, but it actually is, there has been a plan, there has been, you know, as we read, the scripture shows us actually ukuthi what really is happening when we build a house, noma build a family, noma build a home. We have took it from the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, to actually know exactly what is going on there. So our next point will be, a family reflects on the builders. Ukuthi-ke, to actually know what type of a family this is, you will always look on the builders, and you will actually know ukuthi what kind of a family this is. You cannot tell until you actually see the material used, or see the formation, or see, you know, the culture Uguti, what sort of family is this? So you can quickly tell by looking at the builders. Uguti, this is the type of a family. This is a Christian family. This is the, you know, primitive African type of family and so forth and stuff. So you can quickly separate by looking at the builders, by looking at the results, by looking at the structure itself. Uguti, the structure will explain more about the builders. It will tell you the type of builders they are. Uguti, this is laid on the solid foundation, and this is Christ, and this is godly family. So iloko ke esikuvezayo. Kanti ke uma siqhubeka sibuka ukuthi a family reflects on the builders. You can never do something and people will not quickly will not be able to actually akwenzeka ukuthi abantu bahluleke uku-identify by merely observing from a distance ukuthi uhlobo luni lomuntu. They can quickly tell ukuthi ke ungumzenzisi, you are a genuine child of God. Ngoba abantu bayamazi umntwana kaNkulunkulu webangcwele. Kuhle ukuthi lokho sikwazi ukuthi they even know when you imitate Christ, they even know when you are a fake. Ukuthi no, this is not how we know a child of God to be. Yes, he says he is, but the works, the everything, the fruit, it actually shows a different character. So every now and then people can quickly tell ukuthi siuhlobo luni lomuntu. Ingakho kufanele siqaphele ukuthi ke senza kanjani. We should not just say and fail to practice what we are actually saying. We need to ensure ukuthi ke we match our words with our actions. We are not called hypocrites. We are not identified as hypocrites, but we are identified as genuine Christians, simply because what we say is what we live. There's people who are quick to, you know, say things but show, you know, a different character completely. Uma ulandelela, you would actually get to question what ngempela ngempela, is this a true Christian, or he's just saying it out of the mouth. Ngoba umlomo uyakwazi ukukhuluma, isiZulu sithi umlomo yishoba lokuziphungela. All right, asikiye ke konke lokho, asibuye lapha ke ukuthi from the Apostle Paul's point of view, he actually gives Timothy an instruction in the New Testament, and we have taken some of the important principles based on this scripture esizosisho just now regarding on how to build a godly family. Although the scripture esizobe sisifunda, most of the time it is in reference with people abangabafundisi. You know, we normally look to the scripture and say this is actually applicable to men and women of God, but getting us apply. But looking into it, taking, you know, everything from it, it does apply when we build, you know, Christian homes. It is not just a reference to abantu abashumayelayo abamemapulpit and so forth, or noma abahlabelelayo and so forth, noma ke abasebenzayo enkonzweni and so forth. But to all of us as a Christian community, we should actually reflect these characters that are pointed out in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to verse number 7. I'm going to be reading from there, and then ngifunde ke ngesiZulu bese ke siyaqhubeka. Ithi ke ngesiZulu, likholekile lelizwi elithi uma umuntu efisa isikhundla sombonisi unxanela umsebenzi omuhle. Ngakho umbonisi umelwe abe ngongasolekiyo, indoda emfazi munye abe ngozikhuzayo, oqondileyo, oziphatha ngokufaneleyo, ongenisa izihambi, onesu lokufundisa, ongesilo ixhwele lewayini, ongesiso isilwi kepha omnene, ongaxabaniyo, onganxaneli imali ophatha kahle indlu yakhe abantwana bakhe bemthobela ngenhlonipho yonke kepha uma umuntu engakwazi ukuphatha owakhe omuzi angaliphatha kanjani ibandla likaNkulunkulu na angabi ngosanda ukukholwa funa ngokukhukhumala ayele ekulahlweni kukaSathane kumelwe futhi ukuba abe nobufakazi obuhle kwabangaphandle funa ayele esihlambeni nasesihibeni sikaSathane. So this is what we find. In actual fact, we are finding all, you know, the good things that are listed. Ukuthi, it's not just about one party, but both parties, uma bengena, should and must possess all the qualities listed. So basically, uma uyibeka, God is expecting every Christian to behave in this manner. Not because they are pastors, not because they are worshippers, not because they are chairman in the church or chairperson, not because they are leading Sunday school, not because they are leading a youth, not because they are leading women, but in every area, whether being a leader, not a leader, as a child of God, we are all expected to behave as such. We are following the God kind, you know, of life. We are actually adapting to this life. We are not only emphasizing this to say, Bafundisi, this is for you to do, but we are actually also saying the church, the entire church, mothers and fathers, all couples, this is the way to go. Young people, this is the way to go. Kukhona iphathe eligcizelela ukuthi even ozophatha kungabi ngosando kuzalo. You can see ukuthi kuyafuneka ukuthi umuntu angene ekhulile, you know, ezintweni zikaNkulunkulu. So now it actually aligns and says and helps each one of us ukuthi uma singaba ignorant of the fact that we are newborn, born again, we might fall into a trap and end up living, you know, a dull life that does not actually witness Christ in us, but shows a different perspective about Christ. So it is important to actually know Tuguti, what is listed there does not only apply to men and women of the cloth, but it does also affect the church in its entirety. Ukuthi sonke siyibandla were expected to behave as such. Why? Because in one way or the other, we need to also look at ourselves as leaders. Ukuthi, I'm a leader in my own right. Yes, I may not be a leader of the women's, you know, group or a men's group or, you know, the chairperson of the church or a worship leader. But in my own right, langihlala khona, I'm representing Christ. And therefore, I'm a leader. I'm leading the people that are, you know, around me. So, the Christian's home life is very significant because it is fairly accurate reflection of who we really are on the inside, down on the most basic level of human life. So konke esiyikho ngaphakathi kubonwa ngabantu ngaphandle ukuthi these are, you know, these people bayilolu hlobo lwabantu. So ke ukuthi sinjani kubalulekile ngoba kufanele ukuthi, as I have said, matching our words with our actions, we should reflect what we really are saying in terms of our lives. Actually, what I've just, you know, said, it actually reminds me of this scripture that says, "Yilowo nalowo muntu ukhipha okuhle okusengcebweni yenhliziyo yakhe." So now, this is why whatever that is happening internally in us, it can always be picked up quickly by the public out there. So kubalulekile ukuthi ke simrepresenta kanjani uNkulunkulu. Remember, our preaching, our teachings, our spiritual gifts and beautiful exteriors may show the world how we are on Sunday. You know, masi simile phambi kwabantu, wow, babona enye into, babona izulu livuleka, babona sikhuluma izinto ezithusayo nezingajwayelekanga. But guess what? After Sunday, you know, our families will begin to show what we are like from Monday through Saturday. Ilesi sikhathi ke ekufanele kuvela ukuthi lento ekhulunywa lapha, lento efundiswa lapha, lento esiyicula lapha, lento esiyenza lapha ayipheleli lapha enkonzweni, kodwa ilento esiyithatha siyoyipractisa emakhaya. Because remember, we need to continue to reflect, you know, a godly family, umndeni omesabayo uNkulunkulu. Kungabi yinto yokuthi ke sihlabelela uhaleluya, sihlabelela abantu bangena ezulwini, and then Monday we are doing the opposite of what we have been teaching, what we have been preaching, what we have been, you know, portraying in the church, and now we are completely reflecting something that is completely opposite kulento besiyikhuluma lapha. Yeah, so It's good konke sikwenzayo, asihlabi lutho. Yonke into esiyenza ngesonto yinhle, yonke into esiyenza enkonzweni iyababazeka, yonke into esiyenza enkonzweni yinhle kakhulu futhi iyona nto efunekayo. Kodwa ke akungabi ukuthi ke konke sikuveza enkonzweni kuphelele enkonzweni. Yilokho efuneka sikuthathe sihambe nakho siye nakho emakhaya kusukela ngomsombuluko. From Monday we need to reflect who we really are in terms of our walk, you know. So ke uma siqhubeka sithi every weakness of character or doctrine will be unerringly reflected in some manner through our family members and their behavior. So konke ke esitholile laphaya, remember ukuthi uma siye enkonzweni siyophanel bithwa, siyolungiswa. Uma siye enkonzweni siyoqondiswa. So njengoba ke sesiqondisiwe, uma sesibuyela emakhaya, ila esiyoveza khona ukuthi bengibuthaka la, bengine struggle in this area. But because the word of God has actually identified that area, and now I know how to actually handle hatred. Now I know how to handle this. Now I know how to deal with this. Because uma senza kahle, we are actually showing ukuthi ngempela izwi belilungile ukusikorrecta ebuthakathakeni bethu, belilungile ukusiqondisa, belifanele ukufika ngaleyo ndlela. So nakanjani yonke into esiyifundile uma sifika ekhaya izobonakala kithi, ibonakale nasemalungwini womndeni wethu ukuthi-ke siziphatha kanjani. Ukuziphatha kwethu yikhona okuzosho ukuthi kukhona esikufundile enkonzweni, noma ngabe-ke kungena ngapha kuphume ngapha. Uma ngisho kanjalo ukuthi it comes through one ear and it passes with another ear. So now we need to ensure ukuthi ke we are not just taught things to forget, but we are taught on how to actually walk our daily lives with God, and how do we actually in the same way show it to the public ukuthi ke umntwana kaNkuluNkulu ufanele abe ngalendlela le. So ke the way we are at home is actually the way we truly are. Indlela esiyiyo emakhaya kahle hle siveza kahle hle who, what type of people are we? Are we true Christians or are we false Christians? Are we hypocrites? You know, people will get to know that. Ukuthi this man, this woman, no. You know, I it does not match up. You know, he actually tells you this, but he does the opposite of what he is saying. So it's very, very important ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi lokhu esiyikho emakhaya yilokhu esiyikhona ngempela. If we are to know you, we are to look at you from ekhaya ukuthi what type of a person are you. Maybe you are saying a great hallelujah, you are speaking in tongues, you are prophesying, you are singing, you are preaching, but the true reflection of all these things can only be determined in a home situation. So remember, it's important ukuthi ke siziphatha kanjani emakhaya. Our involvement with God does not only end in church, but our involvement with God needs to be taken further to the places, esiphila kuzo, in our comfort places. So we are actually portraying, you know, the great gifts without being affected by anything. You know, we are truly portraying who we are. We are saying here, the way we are at home is actually the way we truly are, great gifts notwithstanding, you know, unaffected. Sikuvela ukuthi who we exactly are as people. So sikulolo hlelo ke sikhuluma on how to build, you know, a godly family. Sigcizelela lelo phuzu siyoqhubeka in the next program, siye even further ukuthi how then can we win certain situations in terms of God's word. How do we go about matching? Because it is important here ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi sikhuluma ngomuntu omusha, sikhuluma ngomama, sikhuluma ngobaba, sikhuluma ngekhaya liphela. We are not actually pinpointing to say, but we are saying it is around it. It is a whole thing. We are looking into the whole picture of the family. We are addressing everyone in the family in this matter. So asimelapha ke bese siyaqhubeka with our topic ethi building a godly family. Fundisa umkhono uyanthanda, nibusiseke emakhaya. Amen.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.